Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another live episode of New You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio, and I am so excited to have you here on the airwaves with me this evening and for our upcoming show. It's going to be really fun. Our guest is very dear to me, so I'm just really excited to have her on with me and share her experiences and talk about why I love her so much. So I think that's always a really great thing. This entire year, for those of you that have been listening for a while, I've had the honor of having some really special women on as my guests, and there's been a reoccurring theme. Before I introduce myself, I'm going to say for anyone that has listened to me regularly, you know what I love the most, and that's self-love. What do I always say? Self-love is not selfish, but a necessary part of our survival. And it's been a big part of my theme this year. I started off the year with just how to create goals that are based off of how you can serve yourself best. We had Jenna come on and talk about how you can stand tall and have it all by loving who you are. We had Lindsay come on with our Fall in Love with Yourself whole concept that we pitched to you. We had Lizbeth, the health coach that came on, and how you can love yourself with food. And then the other week we had Kayla come, and we talked about all different kinds of meditation and kundalini and how you can bring love and light into your world. And tonight we're going to be talking about kindness. So we're going to extend that self-love now, and we're really going to take it a step further and show that you can extend the self-love to yourself and in turn really extend it out into the community and make a change, make an impact. You know, it starts with you, as I always say, but in turn, it can really change not only your world, but maybe somebody else's too. And so I'm really excited to take a lot of the concepts that we have been talking about over the past few shows to a whole new level, essentially. And for those of you that are tuning in for the very first time, again, my name is Danielle Mercurio, and I consider myself to be a city lifestyle expert and coach here in New York City, and I base my practice around the idea of individuals that live in a big city and they're really excited to be there. Clearly, I think anyone that moves to a new city has a lot of ambition, has a lot of drive, a lot of goals. But sometimes things don't always work out the way that you think they're going to. You know, it's a lot of new things, getting into a new routine, meeting new people. It's all very exciting, but can be overwhelming as well. You know, dealing with new stimulation, getting lost. All these little factors can add up. So it's my job to make sure that you are fitting into the city where you want to be and figuring out who you are along the way and making the dreams that you came here with your current reality. And that's just something that I have gone through myself, and I know that a lot of my listeners can relate to and a lot of my guests as well. Our guest tonight, Allison, she moved to the city shortly after I did. I've been here a couple years, and she, I believe, is approaching a year at this point. So she definitely understands the same thing about going through the changes and meeting new people and making your world a comfortable, familiar place, a home. And for those of you that are new as well, I like to have my show be interactive. I can see some of you are in our guest room, our chat room, rather. People are trickling in, which is amazing. Our chat room, what the beauty is that you can type in any questions you have, if you want something to be repeated, if you just really have something insightful that you feel like sharing, go for it, and I will try to share it with the rest of our listeners as well. And if you go online, if you're listening another platform, it's on a line. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/lifecoachradionetwork, you can scroll down, you'll see the chat room, and you can participate there. The beauty of it is you're completely anonymous, so feel free to say whatever it is on your mind and heart. There are no dumb questions. Nothing is silly, and we'd love for you to interact that way. You can also call in with any questions you might have. The number to do that is 646-716-9397, and you can just listen that way if you'd prefer, or if you hit the number 1, that's going to alert me to know that you want to talk to us, and we would love for you to do that. And so you can dial with that number, and then, you know, we're on all the different kinds of social media on here as well. So I love when people tweet along with me. That's my favorite thing during the show, and my handle is @NewYouCity, and I'll try to catch your tweets throughout if I can as well. So with that, we're going to get started with our show. Allison, as I said, recently moved to the city almost a year now, and I met her back in August at, again, a lot of my listeners know that I love EDM, which is electronic dance music, and I love going to the festivals because they're a place where you can just go in and check out. You can be completely present. You can enjoy, for me, I think it's the most amazing music ever because it just speaks to my soul and it gives me this rush and this high, if you will, like no other. And my body just knows how to respond to it. And so when you're in this kind of forum with other people that feel the exact same way, this beautiful synergy develops. And so I had gone with a mutual friend of ours, and he told me about her ahead of time. He was like, you are going to love her, like, no lie. Like, he's like, it's just going to happen. It's going to be magical. And I was like, yes, I cannot wait to meet this chick. And then clearly, as soon as I did, we completely hit it off, and I was like, I love her. And not only that, she lived 3 blocks away from me. So, again, just that beautiful synergy of meeting the right people at the right time when you're supposed to. So it's been really great. And so not only do we share a love for EDM, she also runs, which has been a really amazing experience for me, what's called a New Moon Women's Circle. And so every month, as we enter a new sign and we enter a new lunar cycle, we start off with the new moon, which we had one this past Sunday as we came into Aries. And so she honors that new moon by a women's circle that she does, and we do all different kinds of fun things like meditation and different yoga movements, and we get to pick spirit animals. Mine was this past week the beaver, which I was like, interesting. And I realized it means just do it, which actually really spoke to me at that time because I'm in a place where I was stalling a little bit on some things. And now I realize, you know what? I need to just do it. So I was really happy she set up that platform for me to be able to get ahead further. So anyway, enough about my love for Allison and all the amazing things I get to do with her. A little bit more about her officially. She is currently a student at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Conservation and Resource Studies from UC Berkeley. She lived in Washington, California, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Belgium, Netherlands, and now New York. And in addition to that, she's also traveled to Ireland, France, Spain, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, Norway, Denmark, England, Peru, and Mexico, just to name a few. And her passions include, but are not limited to, nutrition, fitness, environmentalism, meditation, spirituality, sustainable global development, women's rights, social justice, sustainable agriculture, evolving consciousness, psychology, geography, and good music of any genre. The singularity is her favorite thing about which to theorize. So with that, I would like to officially welcome Allison Sabella to the show. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Thank you for having me. It's so great to be on your show.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled as well. I knew that like when we first met and I heard about what it is that you're doing with the Kindness Challenge, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, I was like, this is going to be a great concept for the show, and I'm definitely going to have her on as a guest one day. So I'm so glad that it's finally here and it's happening now.
Yeah, I'm excited. And it's perfect timing with the Kindness Challenge launching today.
Yeah, so beautiful, beautiful synergy as always. So tell us, I just told everyone a little bit about you and your background and whatnot, but I'd really love for you to share with everyone what the Kindness Challenge is, how you got your start with it, and what the actual event that you have going on now is all about.
Yeah, sure. So I'll start by explaining what the event is, and then I'll go into how it started. For the next 3 months, anyone who chooses to participate in the challenge is taking a pledge to not say out loud anything that is unkind to anyone, including oneself. So you can't say, oh my gosh, she was so stupid, I can't believe she did that thing, or she is just so mean, can you believe, or he is such an asshole when he blah, 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 or I am so stupid, how could I do that? So you can't say anything mean about anyone for 3 months. And if you do say something mean, then whoever you're talking to in that moment, so if you and I are talking, then I owe you a dollar. I have to give you a dollar. And so it's a great way to change a habit, which is to say mean things, say unkind things, say untrue things, and really ingrain it by holding yourself accountable for 90 days because everyone's going to know that you're on this challenge. You know, I started today and I told my boss about it. So I was like, oh, I was just almost going to say something mean, but I'm not going to. And he knows that I'm doing the challenge. So if I would have done it, he would have made me pay him a dollar. So that's the challenge. And you can go to my website, kindnesschallengeblog.com, to sign up. There's a link at the top that says take the kindness challenge. And the origins started 2 years ago when someone, I was at a party at a friend's house, this is in California, and someone stole some stuff out of my purse, my phone, my iPhone, my camera, and $200 cash. And I was really bummed. At the time, that was a lot for me. It was like about $600 worth of stuff. And I really, I didn't have it to spare. It was a real bummer. So I just thought, well, how can I turn this thing that I feel really crappy about, how can I turn that around to make it a positive force? And how can I kind of change my karma? So, I mean, not everything happens for a reason, I don't think. But at the time, I was thinking I could change my karma by turning it around for a force of good. So I thought, what if I did something really crazy? And what if I took this pledge for 6 months? And I started thinking, this is just crazy enough that I think I should do it. And it was the first time I'd ever tried anything like it. And I told all my friends and family. And, you know, a lot of people didn't think that I could do it. They were really excited to see me fail. And I think up until that point, I had been a pretty negative person and really gossipy and saying negative things about even people that I really love. So it was a big step for me to do this. And the result was that it really transformed my life for the better, for the way, way better. And now people tell me all the time how positive I am and how kind I am. But it wasn't, I mean, that was a real conscious change that I had to make. And I'm really glad that I did it.
Yeah. No, I think that's incredible. And when, repeat for me again, when did you do this originally? How long ago was that?
I started it in June of 2012. And if you go to my kindness website, you can read about it when you click about the origins of the kindness challenge. And again, my website is kindnesschallengeblog.com. And I did it, so I started it on June 6th, so it was 6-6. And I took pledges from people. People pledged values of $6, $12, $18. And this was to help me kind of cover what I had lost. And I did actually end up getting enough pledges. And it was also a way to hold me accountable because any time that I wanted to say something bad about someone, I knew that people had given me these pledges because they had faith in me that I could do this. And so it actually really kept me accountable, knowing that I literally owed it to people. They had like paid for me to be nice. And it was great because they had people really cheering me on, you know. And it was nice to hear people say like, "Oh yeah, we believe in you." I mean, I guess I said like some people didn't think I could do it, but there were just as many people who were like really excited to see me succeed. And I did it until December of 2012. And once I finished the challenge, I didn't really want to stop. So I just kept, I started my website and just kept it going.
Nice. So that's when you actually completed the challenge was when you decided to kind of born was this whole idea of the kindness challenge to continue on, and this is where the whole concept came from.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a little dog I hear in the background, so we're gonna give. What's the dog's name?
Saski.
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 I like it. We're gonna give some love and kindness to Saki, and we're not gonna talk bad about the dog barking during my show. I don't want to have to give a dog a dollar. Yeah, do you have to give animal, can you, do pets count in this challenge as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the main point is just to not let anything bad come out of your mouth, you know, and see
yeah.
if that changes how you feel about life.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds to me, I mean, I signed up to do it, and so far today, there was one moment I wanted to text someone something because someone was annoying me, or, I mean, it's the funny thing is, like, I don't even remember now. Like, that's the crazy part. It was something that was annoying me in the moment. I was like, oh, I should tell so-and-so about this, and then I was like, no, I'm going to hold back. I'm not going to send that text, and now here I am. I don't even remember what it was, so it's almost like whether I vent to the person or I just let it pass, the end result is kind of still the same, yet I'm not collecting that karma that you were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
That was just...
Yeah, so you're already seeing the results, kind of. Was there something that you were able to say instead that, like, wasn't mean, but where you still felt like you were being heard?
You know, no, I didn't actually. So, well, the thing was, is I wasn't even talking to that person, like texting originally. I was going to pick up the phone to tell that person, like to text that friend who I actually didn't even talk to at all today. But I was going to send the text about like, oh, like you wouldn't believe so-and-so just did this. And then I was like,
yeah,
no, I'm not going
to
do
You're
that.
You're like, oh, like, I don't need to say that.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, no. Like, and I was like, in hindsight, like, it's really not that big of a deal, and I'm sure they meant well, and, you know, kind of all that. You just change it to the positive. And I kind of just continued on my day. But had I had sent the text, then I would be now making somebody else who had nothing to do with the conversation at all or the situation all now engage in my, you know, gossipy behavior, and now I'm bringing another person into it and making them, you know, part of it. So I eliminated, I guess, two things in that sense. So I not only did I cut off myself, not send out bad energy to the person I was talking about, and not include now someone else into the circle. So I guess that's something to note, too, which I didn't realize until just now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, I definitely do catch myself gossiping, which is why I needed to start the challenge again. And it's really a downward spiral, you know, because, yeah, you're talking about the person behind their back in a negative way, and you're also bringing in this third party who didn't have anything against that person originally, you know.
Right.
And now
right.
all of a sudden you're like, let's create all this negative energy together. And, yeah, it's so nice to become aware of how we do that. And with gossip, it can be a couple of different things. Like, it can be a power issue. Like, I want to have power over this person who I feel powerless against. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to, like, assert my power over them by talking about them behind their back. So there's that. And then there's the other thing, which is, like, this, wanting to express how we're feeling, but oftentimes since we're not, like, it's hard to say what we're feeling, and there isn't often enough time and place for that in society, and so it's way easier to just say, like, oh, it's her fault or his fault, and they are upset, you know, it's their fault that I'm upset, without actually, like, owning the feeling and saying, I really felt hurt, or I really felt uncomfortable with this thing that happened. So it's a couple of different things that makes us lash out in a negative way about people. And it's nice to bring an awareness to those and start turning them around so that we can deal with them positively.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. Those are two huge points that I really never thought of. I mean, the first one, you're so right. It's we are trying to regain the power to someone that we are probably feeling powerless or powerness.
Yeah,
powerless against.
Yes.
And you're right, because it is. It's like it's sometimes somebody will do something. And I think there's nothing wrong to be said for feeling, you know, hurt or disappointed or something, you know, that an action that someone did towards you. But our reaction then is to, well, all right, well, how can I get the power now? How can I lash back? Or how can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just like what the second thing you said is just be vulnerable. Sometimes it's hard to say how we feel and to just fess up and be like, you know what? this really hurt me. You know what? I actually don't agree with that. And just kind of fess up. So I think those are really, really good things to note. And again, I think awareness is always key. Once you're aware of what you're doing and why, you're able to kind of stop the actions a little bit faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to remember that no one can take your power from you. And you can't take it personally. People aren't really, unless you really do like work with a psychopath or a sociopath, which is totally possible. And I'm being very serious, and in which case try not to work with them. try to avoid them or be like, just don't do that to yourself. Right? It's too short. But unless that's the case, no one is trying to go out of their way to make your life uncomfortable. And so if you're feeling powerless, it's time to come back into awareness and take the power back and be like, oh, well, I'm an adult and I'm responsible for how I feel and how I react, and I can deal with this. I have all the tools that I need. I think a lot of times we regret. There's a great book that I love called Growing Yourself Back Up by John Lee. And he talks about how when people push our buttons in kind of a big way and we react in a way that doesn't seem appropriate for the situation at hand, let's just pick something dumb at the office, borrows your takes a stapler off your desk and that's your stapler, and you get really, really upset and it doesn't make any sense how upset you got. But the issue isn't really about the stapler. It's about something else. Like maybe when you were a kid, your brother always was stealing things out of your room, and it caused this trigger, and you get really emotional. And so, as a kid, we don't have the tools to handle things that happen in an emotionally mature way because we're just kids. And so that's why sometimes when people really push our buttons and we react like kids, we have this little tantrum inside of us, and then we want to just say, she's so mean and she took my stuff and I can't believe it and what a bitch. The issue isn't about, it's not about that person. It's about feeling like a kid. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm an adult now. Cool. I have all the tools I need to handle this in an emotionally mature way, and I'm going to choose to do that. But it's hard. I'm not saying that it's easy. It's actually really hard.
No, you're absolutely right. And I love that you brought up the fact that you're right. We act childish because almost we don't know any better. So we revert back to that state. And when we were in that state, we didn't know any better. I didn't know any better when I was 5 if someone, took my juice, someone took my juice.
Yeah.
I want my juice. And now, if someone takes something from me, and maybe it is more than just an item, maybe I'm taking it personally in some other way, or it's hitting me in an emotional regard, I still don't know how to react. So I go back to the kind of temper tantrum or whatnot reaction. And I think that's relevant for what you were saying too. When we're not dealing with someone one-on-one, but we're with a group of friends or we're with family members and we all want to find things to talk about, sometimes it's uncomfortable to even just know how to small talk appropriately. And so then sometimes
that's
we divert
good point.
The room, right?
That is a very good point. Yeah. I guess that's kind of sad to think that complaining is the default.
Yeah. But it kind of is. That's what we do when it's have that awkward space in a conversation, there's a gap and there's that weird silence. A lot of times, what do? We bring up so-and-so, or we talk about what such and such did the other day. No? Why do you think we do that?
I think it goes back to the power thing that I was saying earlier. If you're in a conversation and you want to assert your power, the easiest, most convenient way to do that is to literally assert your power by saying something mean about someone else, because that makes you seem like the bigger person, and I know that no one's doing this on purpose, and it really is an unconscious behavior, and it's harder to be vulnerable, and instead in a conversation, and especially I think it's a U.S. tendency where someone says, oh, how are you, and you just say, oh, I'm good. We hardly ever stop and think about it. How am I? Well, I'm feeling a little tired and, you know, a little under the weather. Gosh, this winter has just, it's got me beat up. But you know what? Today I got up early and I had some great coffee and I talked to my friend Danielle and she's just so inspiring. And, you know, like these are like real things and real feelings. And actually, I have a hard time. Sometimes I don't know the right word for what I'm feeling. And so a few times a day, I actually, there's this, I keep it open on my phone, but if you just Google feeling words, like whoever's listening, like literally go do this right now, like Google feeling words. And,
typing in the chat.
it's this website called, it's like the second thing that comes up, psychpage.com, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but any of these lists will do. And it just gives me a list of feeling words. I have a list of pleasant feelings and a list of difficult and unpleasant feelings. And so I'll just look through the list and I'll be like, oh, that's what I was feeling. Like I didn't know the word, you know. Let's see some examples here. Understanding, confident, reliable, easy, amazed, free, sympathetic, thankful, festive, ecstatic, thrilled. Like, these are not always at the tip of my tongue. Or some of the angrier words are kind of irritated, enraged, discouraged, ashamed, powerless. Ooh, these are some powerful words. Disillusioned, embarrassed. How many times do we really admit when we're embarrassed? And so just adding some of these words into conversation really adds depth and vulnerability, and they can be difficult. You know, like how much harder is it for me to say, I was so embarrassed when I made that mistake at work, you know, because they put me in charge. They put me in charge of this project and I messed it up. And I'm really embarrassed about that. How much harder is that to say than, can you believe those people I hired to do that job? Oh my gosh, they are so hard to work with. I just hate them. Like, that doesn't actually really say what I'm feeling, and it's not as interesting, and it's not as vulnerable, and it's not helping bring people together. Whereas if I just say, like, I'm really embarrassed because they put me in charge of this project, and I just feel like I didn't do it as well as I could have, and I possibly wasted some money from the budget, and I also wasted some of my time, and I just hate feeling like I'm wasting time, and I also know that people really look up to me to do my job well. And then you can say, gosh, that same thing happened to me, and I wasn't sure how to deal with it, but then I talked to my boss, and it was all good. And it gives us the chance to, like, explore the issue and actually grow as people, but it starts with me admitting this personal thing about myself that's really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, there's so much more positivity that was felt from the latter story than the first. And I think by honoring yourself, a lot of times that's hard because, and especially when we're talking candidly with someone, sometimes, like you said, it's hard to kind of express what you're feeling. So I think I pulled up the list of words. It's awesome. I just put the link in the chat room for people milling around in there so they can look it up. And yeah, if you can get more comfortable with that kind of thing, it'll start to become more natural, start to become more easy, and you'll find that just as easy as it is to turn things around and say how so-and-so messed this up or, you know, the reason why you didn't do well in that project was because this person wasn't holding up their weight. Instead, just being honest and saying, you know what, this is what happened and this is how I felt about it. And like you said, someone in turn could be like, you know what, that's really relatable. I know what you're going through. Or even if they don't know exactly what you're going through, I think people in turn can sympathize or empathize in a way that really is relatable and really actually makes them like you that much more. And it's not, you're not doing it in a way that you're acting like a victim either. You're not saying, you know, poor me, like, I don't understand why this didn't work. You're just being honest. You're like, you know what, this is what happened. This is how I'm feeling about it. And people can read that. People can appreciate that. So
yeah, I mean,
I think this is a way to train yourself to talk too, kind of. And go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say, like, any time that you choose to use a feeling word instead of almost any other way that you could say something is choosing the road of being a mature adult. I mean, I guess it is possible, I think, I don't know. I just think, like, if you get in the habit of expressing how you feel using feeling words, which is a nonviolent communication technique, is that even if you use some of these difficult and unpleasant feelings on the list, I feel ashamed, I feel powerless, I feel guilty, I feel embarrassed, like, I just find it doesn't sound like a victim consciousness to me. Like, I don't know. I think there's something really empowering about using feeling words that is, like, the opposite of victim consciousness. I think the victim consciousness really rears its ugly head when you point the finger at someone else instead of going inward and pinpointing what that feeling is.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you kind of clarified that, because it's true. Sometimes we get actually confused about what being a victim actually is, and so I'm glad that kind of, you know, clarified that, because it's true. It's so interesting how we've really just kind of reverted in a lot of ways when it comes to our evolution. You know, have we really gone beyond being children? Are we just children now with gadgets, you know, and are we really evolving our minds? Are we bringing our consciousness to a new level? Are we bringing, you know, love into our conversations, or have we defaulted to this other thing because we're scared, because we are feeling powerless, because we are afraid to be vulnerable because we don't know how it's going to be perceived? Or do we just think that we know how people are going to feel already, and so we cater to that instead of catering to ourselves? There are all these things that are kind of happening, you know, and I think it's great that you're bringing all this to light, and through doing something like the kindness challenge, it's so funny, because, I mean, we started the show, and you were just like, yeah, this is the challenge. Basically, don't talk negative, and if you do, you have to give that person $1. And the more we talk about it, it's like, oh, my God, there are all these layers that are being uncovered as we talk about it, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's something that I feel really grateful that I had the chance to explore through this six-month challenge. And I wrote about the things that came up. And, you know, the reason I named it the Kindness Challenge is because it is challenging to do this. It is like swimming upstream. It is going against the status quo. I mean, the status quo is to sit around in the break room and bicker and complain and whine about things. That is what is normal. And it's a choice to not do that. And then, yeah, it brings up a lot of issues, you know, like we've already been talking about, gossip, power struggles, feelings, childhood issues. So it's really a platform to dig deep and grow as a person. And when I did it 2 years ago for 6 months, it was really hard. It was really, really hard. I paid out a lot of dollars. Like, I'm not going to lie about that. but it was so rewarding. It was really rewarding. Yeah. And it made me just so aware of how important the words that you say are. And, you know, it had a profound change on my life, because it was like the more kindness I put out into the world, the more I got back. And it was such a profound shift. I mean, I just saw it happen in such a big way, because everyone knew that I was doing this kindness challenge. Like, I made it really public. If you go to my website, you'll see I was even written up in the newspaper back home in California for doing this, and there's a link there on my website. And I, you know, everyone knew. And so any time that someone would hear about kindness happening in their life, they would forward me that message or that meme or that article about kindness. And so I was like, I had literally opened the floodgates in my life for kindness to just pour in. I mean, people would text me every day, like, different things about kindness. And so it was like the more I made it public that my mission in life was for kindness, the more kindness came into my life. It was really crazy. And it's still like this. People are still sending me this. They know this is my project. They know this is my thing. And they're like, hey, I want to tell you about kindness. And I'm like, yeah, bring it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. You're like, yeah, you're like the groovy kindness girl. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But you're right. But who wouldn't love that? I mean, who wouldn't love starting out their day, opening up their email, and getting something from a friend being like, oh, like, check out this, you know, great positive
this
article on kindness.
Think of you. Yeah. This
yeah.
amazing
like, that's
thing
so
made
beautiful.
Me think of you.
Like,
I'm like,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. That's so cool. I mean, yeah, it's much better than, you know, some, like, trashy reality show clip from, like, the Jersey Shore, and someone's like, hey, this YouTube video reminded me of it. I'd be like, what? Well, I need
it's
to
better.
Recheck what
it's
I'm
better.
Doing and the image that I'm putting off in front of other people. So you're right. It is all about what is it that you want to attract. And you didn't even know that in the process. You just knew that you wanted to try something. You
exactly.
wanted to do, make a change.
It was an experiment.
You know, you realized
that
the way
experiment.
Things were going. Yeah, exactly. You want to just play around. And in turn, you found that you found something way better than you could have imagined and something that is really filled with a lot of good stuff. And so I think that's such a rewarding thing. And like you said, yeah, did you spend a lot of money and whatnot? Sure. But at the end of the day, it all worked out. It was all worth it. And you were compensated mm-hmm. for in more ways than just financially, you know, can
Absolutely.
Accommodate for.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Which I want to be
All right.
Honest.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a
oh, yeah.
quick break. And then yeah. we're going to come back on and talk a little bit more about the challenge, more about how people can do it themselves. I have a couple more questions about how they can be held accountable and things of that nature. Sound good?
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. So for those of you that have been listening to me for a while, as in multiple shows, you know that we are on the Life Coach Radio Network right now. And for the new people, you are on the Life Coach Radio Network right now. So what this is a channel started on Blog Talk Radio almost a year ago by Russ Terry, and who is also a life coach. And he wanted to bring together life coaches from around the world to have a place where we could spread our message to really share what it is that we do best in the world of coaching. And it's been such an amazing experience for me. We have about, since the start, we've had almost, I'd say, 60 coaches come in and out through the network with their own shows or as part of group shows. And it's just really been such a beautiful community to be a part of. It's people that I can share my ideas with. I can talk to about any challenges that are coming up and things of that nature. And I get to learn from them, which is the beautiful part. So in addition to my show, New You City Chat, there are a plethora of other shows as well. And they range in so many different topics, from homosexuality to career to, you know, health and nutrition. There's just so many different topics out there. It blows my mind sometimes when I'm promoting. So in addition to my show, tomorrow we have Exceeding Awesome with Lynn Brunette, and she is going to be talking about what to do when you're feeling stuck and you have no idea where you want to turn or even where to begin towards moving to the life that you truly want. And she's going to talk about how remembering who you are can really change anything. Because once you know, things become more simple and more clear. You're more confident in your decisions, and you have more courage to go after those things you want. More joy, less stress. Oh, yes. So that's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, April 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So that would be 1 p.m. Eastern time. And that is on, we have actually, in addition to the Life Coach Radio Network, we also have the Life Coach International network and the Life Coach chat, but it looks like that's going to be on Life Coach Radio as well. And then on Thursday, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Shannon Etheridge. Leanne, the Walk Your Talk coach, will be joined this week by Shannon Etheridge. They'll chat about her Women at the Well workshops, helping others overcome their sexual and emotional baggage to become more sexually confident wives. Shannon is a million-copy best-selling author, international speaker, and certified life coach with a degree in counseling human relations from Liberty University. She has spoken to youth, college students, and adults since 1989. She has been featured on the Today Show, appeared on the cover of various magazines, and is a frequent guest on international radio and television shows such as Life Today, Family Life Today, and New Life Live. So that sounds like a really great show, and that's going to be on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then one more I'll plug is Mark My Words with certified life and business coach Mark Shaw. Mark is actually my trainer, my life coach trainer at the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching, and he is amazing. So, and that was one of the things when I joined this network and I saw that he was on it. I was so honored to be a part of something that someone that I looked up to and taught me, you know, how to be a really great life coach was a part of this. So His episode is about forgiveness and being the best fathers we can be. And he's going to be interviewing Claude Sofel, who is founder of the Braveheart Institute. What does forgiveness mean? What does it have to do with being a great father to our children? Forgiveness of whom exactly? Claude created his coaching practice, the Braveheart Institute, to help coach men who want to be better fathers to their children. That's his passion. He does this by helping fathers get in touch with who they are as men. This, he feels, is the path for them to become the authentic and loving fathers that they are fully capable of being. He's coached and counseled hundreds of men in his community, as well as having led father-son workshops and even support groups for men. Also another amazing show coming up. So all these shows, you can go to lifecoachradionetworks.com or find us on Facebook, Life Coach Radio Network, and you can find all the information about upcoming shows. In addition, all of our shows are recorded. So the beauty of it is if you miss a show, like this one will be also available via podcast on iTunes, or you can always just go right to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the link that way. And you can check out our library for past shows for any topics that may be of interest to you. So it's a really great network to be a part of, and I encourage you to check out the other coaches in addition to me. So with that being said, I'd like to bring it back to Allison. We've been talking about the Kindness Challenge, which started today. It's a program that she had started almost 2 years ago and is, did it herself for 6 months and is now bringing it back to us and our worlds and giving us the opportunity to do it. And it's basically no negativity for the next 3 months, and whoever you may be talking negative to, you have to give them a dollar. And so we've just kind of been talking a little bit about that process, about all the benefits that you can get from it, and also the challenges that might come up throughout the process and the awareness and things of that nature that you can gain from it. So Scott, Allison, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes. So I love everything that we've been talking about so far. I mean, I just think, like I've been saying, blown away by some of the insights you have and just sharing with us the things that you found from doing it personally yourself and now for us too. So I definitely think, I know that you already have a huge gathering of people that are starting to do this. I saw from the Facebook invite. So we have a lot of people that are doing it. More people can start today. The biggest thing that I think will be difficult for people, in addition to actually just the act of, you know, going through a day and getting through it without gossiping or saying anything negative or being hard on themselves, is sticking with it. How can they hold, you know, you mentioned some ways that you were able to be held accountable throughout the process by telling other people and things of that nature. What other things do you recommend for people to be able to stick with this and not just kind of let it, you know, fall the wayside, or they forget one day and then they just kind of, you know, slowly give up along the way?
Mm-hmm. So the very, very most important thing to do is to tell everyone that you're doing it, because people will hold you accountable. So it definitely needs to be a part of your everyday awareness. You know, this is who I am. My name is Allison, and I'm doing this Kindness Challenge for 90 days. Like, it needs to be something that you're acknowledging every day in order for it to not kind of slip by the wayside. It needs to become part of who you are. And you need to even take it to, like, an obnoxious level. Like, tell anyone. Tell, if you meet a stranger on the street, you need to tell them, this is what I'm doing. Because otherwise, it will be easy to forget about it, not make it a priority. And what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to change something fundamental in your life that you're doing and turn it into a habit. And so in order for that to happen, it needs to take, like, front row and center for a little while. So it literally will need to define who you are while you're doing it, so that every person who meets you, who knows you, knows that this is what you're doing.
I like it. And clearly nowadays we're very blessed in the sense that sometimes social media can be a curse, but in this case it's a blessing because you can go on your Facebook, make that your status update tonight. You know, I am Danielle and I'm joining the Kindness Challenge and this is what I'm doing. And then move over to Twitter and do it on there. And then take a picture of yourself with your dollar and put it on Instagram and, you know, carry on through every Snapchat, Pinterest. You know, send a Google Plus into that. I don't know, LinkedIn, whatever it is. You can't say that you couldn't tell anybody or you forgot to, you know, mention it, because you don't even have to make that much of an effort. You just have to send out a post and people will see it. So we are, you know, able to do it in that way. And I think it was important that you also said to remember why you're doing this, and it's to form a new habit, to better yourself. This is more than just kind of a game to play or something to try out. You're actually doing it for the betterment of you, and in turn, the betterment of the society you're in.
Yes.
So I like that.
Yeah, but it's funny that you mentioned that, the better of society. Like, I would love for this habit to change the world. Like, I would love for, you know, there's about 100 people doing it, doing this three-month challenge now. And after that, I'm going to do another three-month challenge, and I want 200, you know, and then 500, and I want 1,000. Like, I want people to just start being good to each other. And I think that has the power to change the world, and I'm very serious about that. It's really sick how mean we can be, which brings me to a point that we haven't talked about in the challenge, which is that I also can't say anything bad about myself, and sometimes that is the hardest part. And I find that the kinder I am to myself and the more self-love and compassion, which I know you're so big on promoting on your show, so the more love I give myself, the kinder I am and the easier it is to be kind to others. And then kind of vice versa, you know, like the kinder I am to others, the easier I am on myself. Like this weekend, I was really sick. You can kind of hear my voice is still a little hoarse. I got a throat infection that was really bad. Like I could barely breathe. I just kind of like sat in my bed and just couldn't do much else. And yesterday I was feeling like really, really, really negative. And I was like, what is this feeling? And I meditated for an hour. It took me a whole hour to realize that the feeling was like self-loathing, that I was being unproductive. Terrible that I can't even be sick without feeling like really negative to myself. But at least I have like the awareness to dive in there and figure that out and then be like, oh, I'm allowed to love myself even when I'm sick. But, like, we can be our own worst enemy. Like, we can be so, so mean to ourselves. That's getting back to, like, really making a larger impact on society. It's like if everything goes hand in hand. Like, if I'm good to myself and I give empathy to myself, then I have more and I can be generous with others. And then they're going to be even kinder and more generous with the people in their lives. It's just going to create this beautiful ripple effect. And it really, really, really starts with the words that come out of our mouth. And people keep asking me, well, what if I think it? What if I think something bad? Then what do I have to do? And I'm like, I don't care what you think. Like, think whatever you want. But don't say it out loud because that's a choice. Don't let it come out of your mouth because you are spreading meanness and evil and just terrible things when it leaves the mind and comes out of your mouth and is spoken out loud. That's the point in time when you're sharing it and you're creating that negative ripple. And you'll find too that once you stop saying out loud negative things, the thoughts will actually quiet down as well.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I know that I was always hard on myself, and I was always beating myself up for something, or always, my big thing was I was just always thinking about how I could do something differently, or how should I do something differently, and, you know, or just where people were judging me, and just, it was just always just kind of like self-attack, because it's easy to pick on yourself, you know, and even when we were talking about earlier about gossip, sometimes we take advantage of the people we love the most, actually, and we are hardest the people that we care about, and so our self is included in that. Our self becomes a punching bag, and I know that when I started to change my thoughts around, it wasn't easy, but the biggest thing is exactly what you were saying. When I would have a negative thought, I just started to notice them, and I wouldn't be mad about it. I wouldn't be mad if I was feeling, you know, if I said something mean to myself or whatever. I would just say, that's interesting, and I would move on.
Yeah.
End of story. You know, be like, okay, like, you know, you forgot to do this again. Well, you know, and be like upset about it or something like that. Or, you know, you ate, you know, all that ice cream. Like, you know, it would just be like, all right, go you. And then just kind of like moving on, end of story. And the more that I just kind of I was like ignoring myself. It was like, you know, the more I gave myself like that kind of treatment, the less those thoughts started to come up because they knew they weren't getting the attention that they wanted. And I wasn't feeding that fire anymore. And in turn, then what happened was a new fire or seed or whatever was planted, and I started to then have neutral thoughts, and then the neutral thoughts started to become kinder and more positive. And now I notice when I'm feeling great, I let my that be voiced as well, and I don't care if someone else is in a bad mood. If I'm feeling great, I'm going to feel great, and of course I'm not going to rub it in their face, but I would hope that maybe my smile can maybe help shift their mood just a little bit. So I think it's really true what you said about your thoughts are your thoughts, you know, and you can change them over time. That's going to take a while, and I think that's why this process is great, but the choice for them to be verbalized is always up to you no matter what. You always have that choice, and that's where the decision lies. So I think that's really a big point to note.
Yeah, I'm coming full circle to what we said in the beginning, which is taking that power back, that adult power, and claiming it and being like, oh, I'm in control. I'm an adult. I have the power at any moment to choose how my life is going to be, and I choose kindness. And so the words that come out of my mouth, I get to choose what those are. They don't need to be this automatic thing, autopilot, you know?
Yeah, man, I love it when we bring back to the beginning because you're right. It's power. Who has the power? You do. You do, my friends. We all have the power within us. And don't give that up to anyone else. Don't. It's yours. And you know, remember, you know, you don't know that other person's story. So it's hard to feel powerless against someone that you don't even know where they're coming from or why they may be making you feel the way that you do. And so just explore it. Be curious instead of automatically getting angry or assuming or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really cool. One other thing I wanted to ask you, so do you have any funny stories of when you've done it before where you told, you know, you were talking negative or whatever to someone and then you were like, oh, I got to give them a dollar, and they were like totally like caught off guard or confused by it?
It was a while ago that I last did it, you know, a couple years ago, but I remember, I managed a retail store, and I remember one of the board members, I was working with her one day, and I said something really mean. I think it was about a customer. And I kind of didn't realize that I said it at first, and then I went on my lunch break, and I was like, oh, my gosh, why was it so mean, you know? And I did end up paying the board member who was working there that day a dollar. And she was kind of like, oh, you don't have to give me, you know, you don't have to pay me a dollar. But I felt really, really bad. And I was like, oh, wow, like, I almost want to give you two or five, you know. And it was awkward, you know, but it was like me owning up to it. So it wasn't always fun. It definitely was not always fun or pleasant. Like, I felt really bad. Like, why did I say that? You know, because, like, it was, I think it was really judgmental, and just I just was in a bad mood or something. And so the challenge is not always going to be like, it's not even going to be like funny. Like, oh, ha ha, let me give you this dollar and I'm doing this fun, cute thing. Like, sometimes it's really painful. Like, wow, I'm being really mean right now. I need to be aware of that.
You're right. So, yeah, this is, again, like what you were saying, like, it is going to be a challenge to do this. It's going to be awkward when you have to fess up to somebody else what you did, and it's not just about money, you know, it's not just about I'm playing a game. It's like, no, I did something that was hurtful or that I believe was not in line with my values, and I'm owning up to it, and that's what it's really about.
So, yeah, sometimes it's going to be really hard. And, you know, there was another board member 2 years ago that I really didn't get along with very well. And I realized now, looking back on it, because we were alike that we didn't get along very well, right? We were butting heads. So I wanted my things my way. She wanted things her way. And because we were both like that, it caused some tension. And I sent her some angry emails And so I actually wrote, you know, vlogs about this habit that we have of sending angry emails because, you know, we communicate a lot via text and email now, and it's hard to communicate. Like, things that we would not say in person, we will say in email because, like, they're not in front of our face. And so we will just let people have it over email. And I was so mad, and I was so sure that I was right, and I just sent the angriest email. And then I went home and took a bath, and I was like, why did I do that? So now I have, like, this bath rule. If I feel like sending an angry email, first I have to go take a bath.
And then afterwards, you're like, wait, I could care less about that email.
Yeah,
right?
I never feel angry after taking a bath, ever. I never feel like sending that angry email anymore. So it's a great rule. And the same applies
I love that.
You're
changing your default tendencies.
Yeah.
I like it. And that's amazing. And I'm, you know, I definitely think what you're doing is incredible. I love this challenge. It's so unique. It's so different. And clearly, I mean, I'm blown away by how much, it's so much more than I thought it could be when I first, you know, when you first posted about it. You know, I thought it was clearly a great idea and I knew that it was going to do a lot of good, but I really did not.
I'm telling you.
All of
it could change your life, like your whole life. Like you might do a 180 after you're done with this challenge.
I love it.
In ways that you didn't expect.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. Now I'm like super excited about that. I'm like, ooh, I'm
more
change.
Me too.
Yeah, so, amazing. So, I mean, thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. I'm so glad that I got
thank
to have you,
you
on
for
the launch.
Me.
And just really learning more about this whole process. I mean, we've been friends for a little while now, and clearly this is a big part of your life, but we never really got really deep into it. So I'm just really glad I had the opportunity to do that with you tonight.
Yay! I'm so glad that I got to talk about it with you because now it's gotten me more pumped for the challenge. So thanks for this opportunity to talk to you about it. And if anyone is listening wants to join in, it's free to join. And you just go to my website, and there's a link at the top. The website is kindnesschallengeblog.com. And you can click Take the Kindness Challenge and sign up. And you can follow I'll be blogging regularly about how the challenge is going for me over the next 3 months. And you can read about my challenges. So I hope some new people sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you again for coming on, and we'll talk soon. I'm excited to see your journey and my journey with it
thank
as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And
of course.
Yeah, see you later.
All right. Yay. All right. Okay. I love. So, that was awesome. And also, I was going to say, in addition to what she just said about, you know, where you can go to sign up, for her kindness challenge, let her, and she's going to be posting how it goes for her, let her know how it's going for you too. I know that she would love your feedback and your comments as well. So as you're going through the process, don't be afraid to reach out and say, hey, this is how it's going, or this is a setback I've had, or anything like that. I know that she'd definitely be welcome to receive it and would love to hear your feedback along the way or how she can help you through it. Allison's also, you know, like I said, she's in school at the, if I'm not going to say it right, I'm going to say IIN, but Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and that's not just for nutrition. They actually train you to be coaches as well, so she has that capacity as well. She's a great listener and can definitely help you in more ways than just this too, so I just wanted to note that as well. So like I said before, a really amazing show. So glad to have Allison on, talk about the challenge. Hopefully you'll be doing it. If you do it, let me know too, because I'd be really curious, and I'm more excited to do it now. I feel like we have a lot more momentum, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So with that, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, I am, like I said, I'm the New You City Coach. So you can find me on Facebook /New You City Coach. I'm on Instagram and Twitter with the handle New You City. And my website is newyoucitycoaching.com. So I'd love for you to reach out to me. I have an event coming up on Tuesday. It's called Meditation and Margaritas. I found that in the city, there's not a big community of individuals that are really into spirituality and meditation and also like to go out and have fun. There's a lot of people that are like that, but there's no platform for it. There's no outlet for us to do both in one night. So it's going to be in Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan. On Tuesday evening, we're going to start off at a Reflections Yoga, where I'm going to lead you all in a meditation. There's going to be some movement and music to really just quiet your mind and melt away the stress of the day and learn how to check in with yourself a little bit further. And then when we wrap that, we're going to go to a nearby Mexican spot and have some margaritas and guacamole and get to know each other a little bit better. So I just started sent out the information for it yesterday, and we're almost actually at capacity, which is really exciting. So if you'd like to join that, just check out my Facebook page for all the info. It's facebook.com/NewUCityCoach, and I'd love for anyone in Manhattan to attend. And I'm actually going to be in L.A. in a couple of weeks, and April 16th, for those of you that have listened to my show before, Finding Zen in the City with Nita Bloom, we're going to be doing an event together. So that's April 16th in the L.A. area. And it's going to be a manifestation workshop. She's going to lead us into some yoga exercises, and I'm going to do a discussion on manifestation along with it. So, again, we got you covered if you're in New York and L.A., and if you are somewhere in the middle, just keep listening to my show, and you know where to find me. So, everyone, have a really, really beautiful night. Thank you again for listening, and always keep dreaming and stay open to life's possibilities. Bye, everyone.